Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, I'm joined with Alex Marlowe from Breitbart.com. That's Breitbart.com. He's also the author of Breaking the News. We talk about a variety of different things. We talk about the new bombshell Facebook report. We talk about the California recall and what's kind of going on in California and Joe Biden campaigning for Gavin Newsom. And we also talk about Mark Milley and some breaking news about the true insurrection that happened. The insurrection of generals that tried to undermine Donald Trump. You can email us your thoughts. Freedom@charliekirk.com. Make sure you are subscribed to the Charlie Kirk Show by typing in Charlie Kirk Show to your podcast provider. And if you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com. That's tpusa.com, where we play offense with a sense of urgency to win the American culture war. tpusa.com. That's tpusa.com. If you want to support our program, it's easy. charliekirk.com/support. charliekirk.com/support. You guys can join many people. I want to thank Mario from Ohio for generously supporting us at charliekirk.com/support. I want to thank Misty from Ocala, Florida, for your monthly support. Laren from Alabama, thank you so much. And Johnny from Maryland, your monthly support means the world. charliekirk.com/support. And finally, Phil from California, phenomenal. It helps us hire more staff, helps us grow and expand. charliekirk.com/support. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. This episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk, welcome back. We are here joined by Alex Marlowe, Breitbart.com. That is Breitbart.com. Alex, welcome.
Well, Charlie, it's great to be back on the broadcast with you live and in person.
Yes, and you'll be co-piloting for the entire hour. And then we're also doing TPUSA Live. And then I think you may or may not join us for the California live stream.
I'll join as a native Californian. I think it's my obligation.
Of course.
I'm duty bound. It's a big day for us. I have to say that I'm reluctant to get my hopes too high, having Larry Elder been my former boss, and I'm a huge fan of his.
Where was he your former boss?
I was an intern for him. I think that was the key for Andrew Breitbart hiring me, is that I interned
That's
for
so
Larry.
Cool.
Yeah, well, we were in L.A. He was my first talk radio love, and I know he's your colleague now, which is very cool. I read all of his books, and I actually had one in my backpack, The 10 Things You Can't Say in America. I used to walk around. I was that kid with the political book in my backpack walking around high school. And it worked. His arguments were just so unbelievable, and he's, I think, as sharp as he's ever been. So it's just so tempting to let your mind wander where things could go, not just for California, but for the whole conservative movement across the country if something special happens today.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Nick Saban coaching tree, where you look at kind of Andrew Breitbart and you kind of see everyone that came from that.
Yes.
It's very similar.
And then if you look at Larry, and Larry comes from Prager, and now Larry inspired me, who got connected to Andrew.
Yes.
Larry inspired Candace Owens, who's connected to you and all of your stuff. It's just unbelievable.
And Dave Rubin.
Dave Rubin.
Because Dave Rubin was, he says that his interview with Larry Elder was the interview
life.
Changed his life.
It changed a lot of people's lives. And this is the thing that's so magical about Larry, is that he's really influenced millions of people.
Yes.
Millions
of
people.
And I think that if you look at someone who gets the least credit for the most, a lot of people get too much credit.
Yeah.
In this world.
Yeah.
He gets the least amount of credit. He really does. You know what I mean?
And what's amazing is it'll probably take a few days to count the vote. All of a sudden.
A few weeks.
Yeah, it could be a few weeks. But all of a sudden, he could all of a sudden be getting some of the most credit, which would be amazing if he got to be the governor of the biggest state. And not to mention, potential presidential candidate. Who knows? Like, the mind wanders. It just goes crazy.
That's right.
Where it could go.
Well, Joe Biden visited California yesterday. Now, you live in California now.
Theoretically.
Which I'm actually thrilled about, because you're closer by, and anyone who gets out of D.C. I think becomes a happier and a better person. Have you noticed this?
I've certainly noticed it, and it was interesting as I was in D.C. for about 8 years to see people go from D.C. being this very pleasant place when it was controlled by the uniparty establishment, where everyone sort of knew they were all really on the same team and they would play fight. They would spar in the public, but they were all going to the same cocktail parties and they were enjoying the vast amounts of wealth that people really didn't key in on until people like Breitbart and Peter Schweitzer started pointing out, like, why is there such a huge concentration of wealth in this area? And then you start connecting it with everyone ultimately is bestie friends, even if they theoretically are on both sides of the political aisle. Once Trump won, once Trump actually prove the MAGA movement is not a joke, it's a dead serious thing, things start to get nastier and uglier and meaner and less fun. Yes. And then once the pandemic hit, the whole town was broken, completely broken. And it's still broken because it's all Black Lives Matter and lockdowns now.
That's right. So Joe Biden, in your now home state of California, we're going to play some tape here. Cut 35. I'm going to make this as simple as I can. You either keep Gavin Newsom as your governor or you get Donald Trump. It's not a joke. Now, for any of you that don't think this is going to be close in California, why would Joe Biden be traveling out there and why would they be literally – I mean, I don't know how much television you watch, Alex, or sports. Have you? How many times have you seen the Obama ad on television in California?
It's unbelievable because
it's ubiquitous.
I watch almost no TV. Yes. Other than a little bit of streaming at the end of the night and some nights. And I still have seen that ad 50 times.
Yes.
I don't even know how I was in front of a screen that much.
I was in California for 2 days watching college football. I was just kind of in between events.
Yeah.
And I probably saw it 25 times.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
And so they're nervous, everybody. And we're going to get into the final prediction from Alex shortly, because I know all eyes are on California today, and you guys can count on us tonight for your live election coverage going county by county, region by region. We've really kind of broke California into five big parts: Central Valley, Bay Area, Los Angeles, San Diego, and then just kind of the general rules that fill in between. I think that's probably the most fair way to do it. But Joe Biden made a special trip all the way across the country to go bail out the darling Gavin Newsom, who is supposed to be president one day, possibly.
Yeah.
He is the nephew of Nancy Pelosi, right?
I think that's right. I mean, I know that the main thing for me with him is that he was the son of the general counsel for Getty Oil. So he comes from unbelievable amounts.
Well, that's so interesting.
Yeah.
He also is married to Siebel's daughter, who's a billionaire.
Yeah. So he's a lifelong plutocrat, and he's been on this track for a very long time. He was a well-established politician when I went to Berkeley 15
– Yes.
To, I guess, almost 20 years ago.
And then he became mayor of San Francisco.
And then he became mayor of San Francisco. But he was on the track to go all the way to the White House to ride his white privilege. Charlie, we talk about white privilege all the time. This is the guy Larry Elder said on my show on SiriusXM. He said he's the proverbial guy who was born on third base and was told that he hit a triple.
Newsom.
That's Newsom in a nutshell. And I just can't get over that plastic helmet of hair that he staples on the top of his head. It's just from a bygone era. It's like he's stuck in the 90s.
And it's jet black. Always.
Unbelievable.
All
unbelievable.
Right. Joe Biden yelling to the sky. Play tape.
You'll go on, but here's the deal. I'm going to make this as simple as I can. You either keep Gavin Newsom as your governor or you'll get Donald Trump. It's not a joke.
I think the real question is, does Joe Biden have COVID?
Yeah. Honestly, is he getting tested right now? Where's his mask? I don't see a mask in this. People on the radio don't have the benefit.
He needs to be quarantined immediately.
He should be masked up. I mean, who knows how far that spittle flies out of Joe's increasingly decrepit body. Yeah. But here's the deal. Come on, man. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? It's Larry Elder is a Larry Elder Republican. He is not a Donald Trump Republican, and he's been very critical of Trump. He's been critical to Trump publicly. He's been critical of Trump privately. I think he, by and large, likes Trump a lot.
Yes.
And would do the best parts of Trump's agenda. But he's a libertarian, and he's a lifelong libertarian, and he's got his own unique sense of the world. And it just shows you how this is the talking point. This is the preview of 2022 and 2024. Whoever is on the Republican ticket, wherever a Republican is running, they're just going to do this thing. This is Donald Trump, because the left has nothing positive to offer at this point. All they can do is hope the triggering that the word Trump causes will somehow animate their voters.
Well, and the one thing that Larry offers better than anybody else, and this if you don't understand this, you just don't understand politics, is he is the most effective anti-leftist that I've ever seen.
Right.
Deconstructing the left's lies, being able to hold them accountable to their own ridiculous standards, pointing out their hypocrisy. He is by definition an offensive weapon.
Sure.
And in California, it's just delicious to see. Okay, next tape here. If you don't think women's rights are under assault, you're not looking. A law that the Supreme Court refused to stop. Cut 36, Joe Biden continues campaigning for Gavin Newsom. Play cut 36.
If you have any doubt about how important it is to have Gavin, who respects women's right, to just take a look at what's happening in states like Texas. They just passed a law empowering complete strangers to become bounty hunters, going after women who exercise their right to choose. A law that the United States Supreme Court refused to stop. Now other states say they're looking to replicate the Texas law. If you don't think women's rights are under assault, you're not looking.
Alex?
This is amazing that this party is so unified around two things, that Trump is still the bad orange man, even though everything that they said about him basically was a lie, and that they have to execute children in the womb. Like, that this is where they're committed to. This is their unifying thing, is still when you detect a heartbeat, and Charlie, I hope you're this lucky one day, but I have young kids, and when you hear your child's heartbeat for the first time, the last time I heard it for my children, is I started weeping. Like, spontaneously. It's the most beautiful moment of your life. It is one of the top moments of your life. And the Democrats' whole position is it means nothing. It means nothing. This literally means zero.
It's a clump of cells.
It is the same as snot in your nose. That is the amount of rights and value that it has to your average Democrat. And it's not that some of them feel this way in private. This is their unifying issue. So by all means, Joe, talk about all you want.
Have you heard of shrinkflation? Shrinkflation is where your candy bar or your burger gets smaller, but the price stays the same. Have you noticed this? It's happening all the time everywhere. But the government still insists that inflation is under control. Shrinkflation is just inflation's evil cousin. Noble Gold is ahead of the game here. With a precious metal IRA under your belt, you'll hedge these rising prices and plan to retire without worrying about it. So keep up with the inflation that folks in Washington are trying to hide. And to thank you, Noble Gold is giving you a free 5-ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call 877-646-5347. noblegoldinvestments.com.
There's a lot more I want to get into regarding that, but I want to take a little bit of a detour here to a story that really interests me and that Alex Marlow and Breitbart are probably better equipped to be able to talk about than any other platform, which is – or publisher, I should say. You're not a platform.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, be very careful about that.
That's a very important distinction.
Very careful about that.
You are a publisher.
Yes.
Speaking of a platform that calls themselves a publisher, is that the right way to say it?
I think they are a publisher who calls himself a platform because the rules are more lax for the platform. This is how they confuse us. Yeah. So they publish. They pick and choose. They're curators.
But they say they're a platform.
Exactly. So they could be protected by the
Section 230.
Exactly right.
Facebook documents reveal secret elite exempt from its rules. X-Check program gives celebrities, politicians special treatment, which some abuse. Now, before I dive into this, when I read this, Alex, I felt like I was getting declassified CIA files.
Yeah.
Because that's how powerful Facebook is.
Yeah, that's right. And I think that people who are in denial of the fact that collectively Facebook and Google are more powerful than and you want to throw in Amazon, they're more powerful than any government other than maybe the United States and maybe China at this time. Worst case scenario, they're collectively like the third most powerful entity on the planet. And we kind of treat them like they're just corporation. We could build our own, right, Charlie? Like, well, why don't you?
Yeah, why don't we go build Parlor?
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute, because Amazon shuts it down. So
Apple and Google.
But this confirms stuff that we probably suspected, but that we did not have confirmed until now, which is that Facebook picks and chooses who their most stringent censorship rules apply to. And they boost and deboost content based off of a list of people, a white list that they select. And who's on the list? It's the celebrities, it's stars. And what they do in this leak, which I don't know who, I don't remember who broke the story exactly, if it was the Wall Street Journal, but they selectively, they'll pick someone like a Don Jr. and put out that Don Jr. is on this list. But you can bet if we got a hold of the whole list,
he gets fact checked all the time. That's an intentional leak, though, to try to make it seem bipartisan.
Of course, we know this is about the establishment gaining power. The establishment is able to ensure that they have extra power. Facebook built huge offices in the middle of DC. Why are they doing that? Why is Amazon building a huge campus just outside of DC? Why is Google one of the top lobbyists on planet Earth? Because they know that if they work the establishment, they will have carve outs for themselves.
That's right.
That if they work the establishment, they will not have get cracked down upon by the ruling class, and that goes for both political parties. And this is exactly what this confirms, that the elite get special privileges, and specifically, Charlie, outsiders who challenge the elite, they're not on these lists.
That's not right.
On these white lists. They get the same rules as the rest of us.
I don't think Breitbart is on that list.
If anything, we're probably on another list. I mean, we get nickel and dimed constantly on Facebook, even though we thrive on the platform because we have the most engaged readership on the planet. But it is something they're constantly trying to slow us down, and they made changes to their algorithm just over the last couple of weeks. They're designed specifically, in our opinion, to target Breitbart and our increased reach.
I have been called a radical for this, so I will definitely repeat it. Parents should not allow their children to have a smartphone until they're 18. Period. No smartphone, no apps, no social media. And in relation to this story, it has come out today.
Sure.
Instagram acknowledges app can harm teens' self-esteem in response to report. More than 30% of teenage girls who felt bad about their bodies said Instagram made it worse. Of course, this is not exactly kind of contrarian sort of revelation here.
Another one that confirms everything that we knew, which is that Instagram is a tool of the corporations to enforce a orthodoxy. And that orthodoxy is a certain view of lifestyle that most people cannot achieve, cannot attain. And they just sit there looking at other people with their Photoshopped, corporate funded selfies, and they feel worse about their lives. And of course, this affects teen girls trying to establish their identity more than any other group. This all should be very logical to anyone who has any basic sense of the way social systems work. And it's just great to hear that people are finally starting to talk about it, because of course it's toxic. But here's the other thing, Charlie, is that Instagram is filled with stupid content. There's so much stupid time-wasting stuff.
Yes, of course.
How many books could have been read or written? How many companies could have been started?
Or at least just experiences shared with your friends.
And family, which matters the most. It's real life.
And TikTok is even worse. And so I just want to say this again. If you are a parent or grandparent, there is zero reason whatsoever that your child, your daughter, your son should have a smartphone. Go buy them the Jitterbug if you need to stay in touch with them. I grew up in an America without smartphones, and it was an amazing experience to not be part of the Matrix. Did you get hit with a big tax bill you weren't expecting? With rates being very low and home equity being high, perfect time to refinance. Look, we're all about refinancing all this. Here's the long and short of it. You should not be giving business to bad companies. So if you're using Goldman Sachs, bad company. Wells Fargo, bad company. JP Morgan, bad company. All these companies, they love BLM. They hate America. And quite honestly, if you're listening to this program, they hate you. And so if you want to take out a loan, here's what I'm going to tell you what to do. Maybe you're a new family. You're like, I want to buy a house and it's my dream house and I want to take out a loan. The good news is that there are partners called Andrew and Todd, Andrew Del Rey and Todd Avakian. AndrewandTodd.com. Just save that in your notes, by the way. Just save it in the notes of your phone because you might need it. Like, I don't need it. My banker at Goldman Sachs is just fine. Or my banker at Bank of America is just fine. Like, okay. And then when you go take that loan and you go sign those 95,000 pieces of paper they give you, you know what you're really signing? You're signing contribution forms to BLM Incorporated. That's what you're doing. When you go take out a loan with Chase, when you go take out a loan with Wells Fargo, you might as well go give the money to Joe Biden. So when you go to DC next and you go travel, maybe with your family, why don't you just get a cashier's check and drop it off at the White House entrance? That's what you're doing when you bank with these woke losers at Wells Fargo.
So take out a loan with the good guys. It's Andrew and Todd. Look, they're just great people. They're Christians. They love the Lord. They love America. And you call them up and just say, I want to speak to Andrew and Todd. That's all you have to say. Charlie Kirk sent me. And their number is 888-888-1172. That's andrewandtodd.com, andrewandtodd.com, 888-888-1172. You go to andrewandtodd.com, 888-888-1172, and say, you should make a vow to yourself. Just make a promise to yourself. I refuse to fund companies that hate America. I refuse to fund companies that hate America. And you have a choice. If you want to take out a loan or just explore the idea of refinancing, andrewandtodd.com. Call 888-888-1172. I go out to eat with these guys. They're terrific. They're good people. andrewandtodd.com. People ask all the time, Charlie, where do you get your news from? Well, I get it from a variety of different places. Alex Marlowe's show I listen to if I'm ever up very, very early. I'm listening. When I do my early Fox News hits to and from, I'm listening to Sirius XM 125, which I encourage all of you to listen to. And also I listened to Tucker Carlson, and I just kind of felt like we had this really confusing week when Tucker was in Alaska last week. It was like everything was happening down there. I was texting with Tucker. I said, you do realize that the country has changed dramatically in just a week. And he's like, yeah, I'm just reviewing the news. And then like 2 hours later, he texts me back like, oh my goodness, the country's changed dramatically. We take that for granted when you're kind of in it. But within a week, we had the OSHA requirements put down, the vaccine mandates. Just feels like everything's happening so quickly. I think Tucker and Cut 39, though, had one of the best kind of analysis, you could say, of the F Joe Biden chance. So if you don't know this, this is happening all across the country at sporting games, at big events. And I've intentionally not covered this story. First of all, it's a swear word. And I know a lot of our listeners don't like that, and for good reason. And we don't swear in this show. But I also didn't show it because it just kind of seemed a little juvenile at first. And quite honestly, I kind of missed the broader point, to be perfectly honest. I just thought, oh, yeah, it's just a bunch of kids and just people that are pent up. Alex, did you cover this at all on your show?
I haven't covered it on my show, partially because, same as you, it just means I got to make my producers bleep out a lot of F-bombs.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's interesting because I want your analysis of this, Charlie, because I'll tell you where I'm at. I was always of the mindset that we should be winning with arguments and we can be cool without having to be vulgar.
Yes.
And even though I'm in my personal life, I'm not above an occasional F-bomb if it's timed perfectly for a joke, but I try not to communicate that way. But it is one of these things where I was a little bit heartened to see that people are this passionate about how bad this guy is. And this is an evolution with me. I'm not saying I'm proud of it. I'm just saying that's the truth, is that when I heard these things, when I'm seeing genuine grassroots enthusiasm to understand that the biggest threat right now, and this is what Tucker talked about. I don't know if you're actually going to play the clip.
We're going to play it next.
But what Tucker says is that the real threat is that we're eating ourselves alive. That so many Americans get it and are disenfranchised and their voice isn't heard in the media. They're getting slowed down or censored on social media. I think that people are going to have to figure out a way to get the word out. And if this is it, so be it.
Yeah, again, I don't love the vulgarity. We don't swear on our team. I've been around other radio shows where it's just every other word.
Yeah, I don't dig that.
I just also think it's lazy.
It's very lazy.
I also think it makes you less likely to expand your vocabulary and to be diversified in how you view things. I don't like being around people that swear a lot either. I actually find that when you swear a lot, you're kind of cutting corners in other parts of your life. That's not a rule for life. But that's a generality, I just want to say. And that generality has proven to be true for me. But anyway, Tucker, I think, had the best response to this and sort of made me think differently about this, where he says, look, the F Joe Biden chants, it's because they're mad, and that it's not that they're mad about COVID or racism or ISIS-K. It's that America's actually disintegrating in front of us.
Right.
And they want to challenge the regime in the most vulgar way. And so if they were just kind of chanting like, Joe Biden's terrible, Joe Biden's terrible, people would be laughing. But no, they go to what is the worst word in the English language.
Yeah.
And they say it rather generously.
Second worst word. I don't want you to get canceled, Charlie.
There is a worse word. That we will not use.
Absolutely not.
And if you want to know what word that is, George Carlin had a great routine on that we will not play here. Okay, cut 39.
Joe Biden's not on the field, so why are the fans swearing at Joe Biden? Because they're mad. What are they mad about? Maybe they know they're being played. Maybe they know perfectly well that no matter what Joe Biden and his minions say in public, COVID, bad as it is, isn't even close to the greatest crisis this country actually faces right now. Another is white supremacy, by the way, or the mullahs in Iran, or ISIS-K, or whatever bloated threat the industrial lie machine has manufactured this week for you to fear. Most people understand it's all crap, and they know it's crap because they live here. And they know the greatest crisis that America actually faces is the disintegration of America itself.
The disintegration of America itself,
yeah.
Alex.
Yeah, he's right on this. And the perfect context, Charlie, some of you and I talked about on your live stream, which I'll be on again today.
Yes.
For Turning Point. And that's me plugging your stuff, by the way.
Thank you.
That's smooth. That's how you radio right there. But we talked about this in the context of the way the mandates are being sold to us and the way the vaccines are being sold to us. They're being sold to us by the exact same people who told us to mask up, even though the masks don't work, that Trump was a Russian agent, that we're not supposed to care that Dr. Fauci himself funded the Wuhan lab, which had the research that might have led not just to coronaviruses, but to this specific pandemic.
That's right.
And all of those people who have sold us all that stuff over the years, the kids need to be masked up, but not AOC at the Met Gala. Then they're the ones selling us the vaccines. The people who aren't selling us the vaccines aren't reasonable people who actually communicate to Trump's America and can say, hey, look, the numbers are the people are getting them seem to be getting a little less sick. And we want to encourage you to get it for your own health. Those aren't the people who are selling it. We're getting bullied by the same liars who've lied about everything else.
That's right.
And it made me think maybe they don't actually want us to be safe. Maybe they don't actually want the Trump supporters to get it after all. Maybe they want us all confused and locked down and
That's
demonized
right.
and inconvenienced in our personal lives. And this is why I've been saying the whole pandemic, which I've always taken seriously. Breitbart had our first report in the pandemic in the January 8th, 2020 of a mystery pneumonia coming from China, which we were concerned about. There is one bigger threat for sure to then the pandemic right now, and that is the loss of freedom. The loss of freedom is a much bigger issue to most Americans than this pandemic, and Tucker nails it right there.
And it's also just this idea that something you love is crumbling in front of you.
Sure.
And so if you just kind of ask what the normal man, someone earning $65,000 a year with two kids and works in the trades or is a police officer, whatever, they just have this feeling, and they can't always articulate every piece of evidence.
Yeah.
But they're totally correct in that, hey, look, in the last 3 years, I have lost my country in
right.
a way I don't even recognize.
Right. Right.
We're taking down statues of Robert E. Lee.
Yeah.
We're dividing students based on skin color, which
yeah.
I do want to get into this for a second. I would just love your thoughts on this, Alex.
Sure.
I had my team put together at Turning Point USA because we have the school board watch list that we just launched, schoolboardwatchlist.org. I said, hey, can you just go through and find a couple examples of schools that are in blatant violation of the Civil Rights Act?
Yeah.
That was just an interesting thing.
Yeah, I love that.
And so when you have kind of the normal man, the police officer, the welder, the plumber, the firefighter,
yeah.
and they see stuff like this, they say, that's not the country I grew up in. For example, in the Atlanta Public Schools, Mary Lynn Elementary School, they allegedly separate white children from black children and creating separate classrooms for black students.
Yeah.
The school has 6 classes for white students and 2 classes for black students. Principal Sharon Briscoe, who's also black, informed Posey, the mother, that students were being separated by race to give them more opportunities. I'll give you another example. San Ramon Valley in San Ramon, California. And that was the black principal who did that, the previous one, by the way. They separated students based on vaccination status. After it was determined that students had been exposed to a COVID-positive teacher, the school office called all unvaccinated students to the office and said, you are the unwashed and you will be segregated. Unvaccinated children were sent home without warning parents, while vaccinated children were able to remain in school. Indianapolis schools, Indianapolis, Indiana. The district is separating staff members into affinity groups. The groups will be separated based on race, on sexual orientation, gender, and religion. In Little Red School District, which is private, Little Red House School in New York City, they separated 7th and 8th graders based on race, trying to encourage self-affirmation, exploration of self-identity among children. The district has tabled its race-based class placement, but wants to continue its efforts in the future. Madison Metropolitan School District says that they divide separate students and parents by race, gender, or religious affiliation to try to create equity. And finally, San Diego School District has implemented anti-racist policies that grade standards must be lower for students because minority students are unable to be successful in the classroom without multiple attempts at homework and a correction period enabled to in order to perfect work. Alex, is that the country we grew up in?
Of course it's not, but it was encroaching on us. It was approaching this. I remember when I was at UC Berkeley and I started, I guess, in January 2005, I had a dorm. My dorm was adjacent to the all-black dorms, which technically weren't all black. There was, I think, one other person who was not black in it, which is I would love to interview that guy now. I would love to – why he signed up for that. But they're perfectly lovely people. They were perfectly lovely to live next to. There was nothing wrong with it, but it was just this very strange thing that was just an outright rejection of the values of the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. It was the – we totally rejected his approach that we should have a colorblind society. Now we're being told specifically that you have to see color everywhere, and if you don't see color everywhere, then you're racist. And this leads us to a point where we're seeing the somewhat hilariously absurd LA Times suggest that Larry Elder is a white supremacist.
The black face of white supremacy.
Right. I mean, this was literally a Chappelle Show skit 20 years ago, and then now it's here. And it just speaks to Tucker's point, which is that the country is falling apart in a lot of these ways, and it's going to be on the F. Joe Biden chanters to bring us back. Unfortunately, that's where we're at.
Yeah, and the one thing I just can't understand is usually when and Alex, I'd love your thoughts on this, is usually when a president gets so unpopular and there's chants against them, they usually try to adjust or autocorrect. They don't double down and accelerate the downfall, right?
No, he has to shore up his base right now. That's why you're seeing another bigger push on these radical voter rights rules. He's going to be trying to push a radical tax hike. Biden is going to retreat to his safe space, which is the left. He's a true leftist. He's further left than Obama, my opinion. And I think that that's where he's comfortable. He's not really comfortable negotiating with Republicans at all. Maybe a couple of them, he can have an ice cream soft swirl with them at some point. But other than that, I don't really see a lot of common ground at all. He hasn't reached out on one issue. Mr. Unity hasn't reached out a single issue.
Well, and Biden views himself as the bridge president that ended the America of the great America, the strong America, the bridge president that truly was able to do what Woodrow Wilson never was.
Yeah.
He is thinking of himself, how are college professors going to be describing me 30 years from now? I won't be alive. He wants to be known as the transformational bridge.
Right on. And I grow deeply concerned that people in the Republican establishment who should know better, like President George H.W. Bush – or no, George W. Bush, who said was ragging on the 9/11 mostly peaceful protesters over the weekend during 9/11. I had the same thought that he's thinking about how he's going to be remembered by journalists and historians, not thinking about what's actually good for this great country.
Last month, an absolute landslide of you made the switch to PureTalk. You were chained to overpriced unlimited plans from Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, then finally decided to make the switch because you knew that PureTalk saves the average family over $800 a year without having to sacrifice coverage. So just do this. Make the switch to PureTalk. You can keep your phone, keep your number, or get huge discounts on the latest iPhones and Androids. And let me be clear, you are not sacrificing service with PureTalk. They are on the same network as one of the big guys. Plus, PureTalk invests a fortune into making sure you have the latest technology. They just pass all the savings on to you. Get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. Or if you still want unlimited data, you can get that and still save a fortune. Just dial #250 and say Charlie Kirk, and you'll save 50% off your first month. That's #250, say Charlie Kirk. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless. Okay, Mark Milley, who is a walking core morbidity, has come out and he has said that – no, he didn't say anything. Bob Woodward has reported the following, where he has said that Mark Milley, after January 6th, held a secret meeting amongst Pentagon officials – to withhold President Trump's decision-making ability militarily while he was still actively president, Alex.
Yeah, this is amazing that this is just such third world stuff, that we're supposed to have a civilian military, and instead we have these generals who are drunk on their own power, who are basically bureaucrats at this point, and have failed in their main responsibilities. We're supposed to be winning wars and keeping us safe, and or at least have not done as well as they could have. Case in point, the 13 Americans who just died for totally unnecessarily in Afghanistan, service members. And we are still in the middle of a hostage crisis right now, which is important for people to remember because it does slip out of the front of our consciousness. But that he's there investigating mostly peaceful Americans who were mostly protesting what they believed to be an illegitimate election, exactly the same way as Democrats have always done it over the years. They've whined about elections my entire adult life. They'll continue to do so every time they lose. And it's the last I checked, Charlie, the people who died on January the 6th were all Trump supporters. So it was a terrible event. I was upset about it at the time. I think it was a bad moment for MAGA. All those caveats aside, you need to have these clandestine investigations from the military class. But I want to ask you about something that I think you kind of introduced. Is your theory that Mark Milley took out his white rage on some Hostess Snowballs?
I think that Mark Milley has some very, let's just say, unrecognized issues when it comes to his ability to control his own diet.
What about some white rage on some home run pies? Do you think he did
that too? And if they had In-N-Out Burger in D.C.
on the animal style fries,
that's right.
He took out his white
rage
on that.
And
wow.
Anyone on the East Coast doesn't know anything about In-N-Out Burger, which is a great company, by the way. And producer Andrew's a big In-N-Out fan. He's a big In-N-Out guy, and they have it in Arizona. And they have in California. I think they're in like six states now. And so in a pair of secret phone calls, General Mark A. Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, assured his Chinese counterpart, General Li Zhuzhuang of the People's Liberation Army, that the United States would not strike them. You see this? That General Milley was telling China, oh, no, don't worry. We're not going to militarily strike you. One call took place on October 30th, 2020, 4 days before the election that unseated President Trump, and the other on January 8th, 2021, 2 days after the Capitol siege carried out by his supporters in a quest to cancel the vote. This is according to Washington Post, right? That's the Washington Post that wrote that? Yeah, cancel the vote. So he first called in October before January 6th, undermining President Trump. And by the way, breaking news today, as we have said, it has now come out. I want to read this precisely because it's very important. It also confirms U.S. Coast Guard has spotted four Chinese warships, including one of its most advanced destroyers, off Alaska within the United States' exclusive economic zone late last month, the U.S. military has now revealed. And we have said for quite some time China is going to try to take Taiwan before the end of the year. Joe Biden is obviously controlled by China, and you talk about this in your book.
Yeah, I do. This is one of the main things that I realize in the book is the connections of the American media to China are so deep and vast. And when you connect the dots, all of these huge companies that control so much of our life, from NBC to Universal to Comcast to Disney, they're all – Bloomberg in particular, which is a monopoly on financial news. They're all connected to China, and they want to make the propagandists in China look good and feel comfortable. And this is something that is obviously extending throughout the establishment. And you can bet big tech is next. They don't have to do a lot of business in China yet other than Apple, of course. But they're going to do a lot more if they have their way. These are international companies now. They're not American companies. They don't have the spirit of our great republic at heart when they're making their decisions. They've got their bottom line and international business in line. And this is the problem. We're losing our consciousness here, Charlie, about the country.
And the real question is, who's in charge? The people should be in charge. The people are the sovereign, as articulated in the Constitution. That is a moral way to set up your government. Have you ever heard of a Milley rally?
No.
Because no one actually showed up in massive numbers to go vote for Mark Milley.
Yeah, it's true.
No one went and canvassed for Mark Milley. No one says Milley 2020 or 2024. The point, of course, is that Milley is a member of an unelected, largely unknown, unaccountable fourth branch of government who's able to take power from the sovereign and do what he wants.
And he's going to delegitimize the election. It looks like he's meeting in October.
That's right.
If Trump had won, they were going to delegitimize it anyway.
Right before the election. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support our program, you can do so at charliekirk.com/support. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.